Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode 133, we are talking about how energy doesn't lie and the belief you have is what carries your words and actions through manifestation. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to do what you love online amazingly and profitably. Let's begin. What up, y'all? Okay, so today I want to talk about how energy just does not lie. And no matter what you say, no matter what goals you're writing down, no matter what like thing you're telling other people you're doing, your energy is what matters the most. Okay, not even your actions, because what happens here is what you're doing is you are pretty much playing the game of the universe. And the game of the universe is a pretty fucking simple recipe. You believe the thing you want to have happen so bad has already happened, is already out there and is yours. And you're claiming it, you're owning it, you are, it's all already in like the frequency of your attainment. And it's just a matter of fucking time, right? That feeling of is just a matter of fucking time. Things are gonna come as easily and effortlessly already to me, right? That energy of it's a matter of fucking time energy. It's the matter of fucking time, right? That energy of just relentless belief of whatever it is that you're gonna have happen in your life is going to happen, and it's just a matter of fucking time. That belief, that's the recipe. The recipe is you want that thing, that's that one end goal, and you already know it's yours, right? You believe it so strongly that that thing is yours, and it's just a matter of fucking time. Right? It's just a matter of fucking time, right? You go and then you go out with that belief that it's already yours. You go out and speak about it with the belief that it's already yours. You go out and you do the thing, right? You're action oriented with the belief that it's already yours. You go out and do it. Do whatever it is, like whatever it is that you need to do to accomplish each step of the way. You go out with the belief that it's already yours. Right? So it's energy, right? That energy of like, it's already mine energy, right? You say it with the energy of it's already mine. You do it with the energy of it's already mine. Now, what I see a lot of people do is that they do everything else but the energy part. But the belief is lacking. They go say the thing and they lack the belief, right? They go say the thing and they don't even believe it themselves. They go tell people about whatever business they're starting or whatever weight loss they're going to try to achieve or whatever inner healing they are trying to get to in their life, but they don't even believe it. The strength of your belief is equal to your energy. Right? So if you believe something, that's the energy your fucking universe, the universe you live in is going to give to you. If you don't believe it, best believe the universe doesn't believe it either. You can go out and write all the goals every day, write the same goals over and over and over again. But if you hold the belief that, oh, it's going to be hard. Oh, it's not going to be easy. Oh, it can't be that easy. Oh, I'm not even worthy of it. Oh, I'm not even supposed to be doing this stuff. It can't be like this for me. Things are hard for me. Shit's going to be hard along the way. The journey is going to be a fucking rough ass journey. Then that's what the universe is going to give you. That's the energy you're putting out. Right? So if you go out with that energy of shit's going to be hard for me, it's going to be a rough road ahead, and then you go tell people my goal is to get 100K this year, my goal is to make $500,000 this year, Or fuck that. My goal is to get one damn client this year. One client. Right. Let's say your first quarter goal is just, let me just get one client this year. Let me see how that feels like. And then your belief around that is, well, it's never happened. It's never happened to me. Or let's say you get a client. It's like, oh, they won't pay me. Then that's what's going to happen. That's the kind of shit you're asking for. You know what I mean? Like, energy doesn't fucking lie. No matter what the fuck you're talking about. No matter what the fuck you're telling people to believe. Like, it's fucking annoying to me to know. Like, people are feeding me this shit, okay? People are telling me, my goal is to do this, and I see it, and I believe it, and I la-la-la it, and I da-da-da-da-da it, and then I see their actions. Like, they're saying it, they're doing it, but are they believing in it? Are they believe? That's the foundation of manifestation, you guys. If you don't believe in that shit, you're wasting your fucking time. If you don't believe in the things you're saying, you're wasting your fucking words. If you don't believe in the thing you're doing, you're wasting your fucking time doing the thing. Because you're not going to get any results if you don't believe in it. The number one most important sale you'll ever make in your business and in your life is the sell to yourself. The sell to yourself. That is the most important thing you will ever sell in your entire life that catapults you to the next level. If you believe it so strongly, you are this person, you are 100K, you are 500K, you are $1 million, you are this amazing leader, you are this person who people are flocking to for inspiration and motivation. If you believe it so fucking much, yo, the things you say, the things you do is fucking easy. But instead, the missing fucking recipe here is the believing in most people. So when they go say it, it sounds like fucking false to them. And then it's a misalignment of energy. Your energy is you don't believe it, but you are exuding a different energy. That is misalignment. And the universe gives you more misaligned. You want to be misaligned? The universe gives you more misaligned shit. If you believe the thing so strongly and you talk about it and you believe it and you go and do the thing, the actions required to achieve whatever goal, the universe floods opportunities to you because you're so damn aligned. Belief, your word, and your actions all must align. And again, the problem is that people only focus on the words. They focus on the actions. They don't work on the belief, that internal, hardcore, unwavering belief of whatever set goal they are achieving. They don't ever work on that strong-ass fucking foundation. How the fuck do I make this a strong foundation? Well, you got to look at the barriers. What are the things that are holding you back from not believing that you are worthy of all that shit? What is the thing? Is it the worthiness part? Is it the fact that you've had such a hard time in life that finding love, it has been such a nightmare, and that has given you mistrust in the universe? Is it because your parents didn't do the thing that you should have been receiving as a child, whether they be expressing appreciation to you, whether they be the number one caretakers of you? Maybe they didn't cheerlead you on in life and now you feel shitty about going out and doing big things. What is it that you have to go heal internally so you can go be and believe the thing. What is it? And that's why when I talk about business building, it ain't about the fucking steps. It ain't about the damn system, because people come into my program and knock it out of the ballpark, and there's those who don't, because they don't do the actual work required. And the work isn't putting shit up on your website. It ain't putting your scheduling system up. It ain't putting qualifications so that your leads are already primed to buy. It ain't that. It's the thing that is rooted inside of you. It's the thing that is either keeping you grounded in your goal, or it's the thing that causes you to think of every single thing everyone else is doing. It causes you to compare. It causes you to be jealous. It causes you to look at your bank account feeling unworthy. It causes you to look at woe is me. It causes you to blame others for your results. It causes you to not feel love. Therefore, you don't know how to love others, including your clients or clients you don't have yet. This shit is beyond the fucking systems. Like, it is beyond the systems. It's beyond the scene of this world. It's all the shit, the funk and the gunk that has been blocking you from going and having thriving relationships, from going and having thriving realities, from going and having thriving financial income and wealth. That is the fucking truth. It's the shit inside we all gotta be working on diligently every damn day. If you're not posting shit on Instagram, you better be fucking journaling about your internal demons. You better be talking about, man, I really felt away when she said that. I wonder why. What about that made me feel away? Let me dig deep. Let me talk to someone I can trust about this. Let me unpack all this shit that causes me to defend when someone brings up shit to me. If you are defensive when someone who you want to be, or you know that they are kind of getting it and you're not, and they're telling you something that might really change your life, if you're defensive towards that, that's a fucking sign. You need to do more listening than fucking talking and making up excuses as to why. Why the delay? Why the holdback? Why can't you go and do it? Why did you hold yourself back from doing the thing you were supposed to do? Why can't you go and talk to these people on a deeper level? Why? What's holding you back? That is the internal work required to show up big and to command financial income. That kind of shit. That kind of, like, I'm gonna show up big for you because I show up big for myself. I have a book I'm reading. It's called Coaching. I think it's like Coaching Executives to Sales Champions, something like that. And there's a part in it that says, you can't coach someone you've never been if you've never been to that level, right? So I have clients here who do a ton of, like, healing work and helping people get over some really hard things, right? And that's their service. And in order for you to render that service, there's a part of you that also should have accomplished a level of healing. If not massive healing, then small incremental healing that has happened for you to even have the balls to think of yourself to support people in that capacity, right? So I'm always asking, hey, what is your purpose? Is your purpose to go in your funk in life and take your funk in other people's funk? Or is your purpose to help people unpack their own funk because you've unpacked yours, because you've done the work on you, because you've done the shit that is weighing you down. You've unpacked that. You've taken a look at it. You decided whether you want it or not, and you let it up into the universe. You let the light take it from you, so you are lighter. Have you done that yet? And if you haven't, you got to do that before you go out and tell people you can do the same for them, right? Same thing for me. If I haven't sold any clients, if I haven't taken any sales as a business coach, if I haven't gone through all the fucking grind that I've had to experience these past several years of starting my business, of starting a women's empowerment coaching business, if I haven't done the actual work, if I haven't created the products and services, if I haven't gone over my ego so I can sell these people their vision and then me be a part of their journey, if I haven't done that yet, how do I fucking know how to teach these other people to do it? How? Right? So for these people, for you, if you're looking to render a service, you better have done it yourself. If you haven't done it yourself, go do it real quick. Go take the month out and do it. Then go back to the drawing board and go provide that service. But if you haven't done it, then you're not going to believe in it. You're not going, your sell to yourself hasn't happened yet. And the most important sell you'll ever make is to yourself. And the only time you sell yourself on whatever idea you're trying to bring to the community or the world is if you've done the work, right? That's the damn fucking recipe. Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. That's the foundation. Then the second step is follow it with words, right? Because words carry energy and it's more powerful than just emotion. Then you go out and follow it with action. Those are the three recipes for creating and manifesting whatever to have happened in your life. But they are very important to be followed in order. Number one, belief, which is essentially energy, the energy you bring forth in all of the things you say and do. Then the words, then the actions. All right, picking up omelets for the family. About to go get this and have some breakfast. Have an amazing weekend. Sending you guys a ton of love. You know, I think when, you know, I kind of get in these modes of like ranting, I feel like I'm killing it. All right, that feeling of like, damn, what's she talking about? Shit, what kind of energy is that, right? You know, and the reason why it's like, it's so lit for me when I get into this is because I go with my fucking energy, you guys. Like, you know, when people say like, you gotta plan out your content 30 days out, like, yo, like how the fuck am I supposed to plan out my content? That's almost like saying, I know what my energy is going to be on day 7 of the month. Right. And it almost feels inauthentic of me to start talking about something that I feel has already been pre-planned out. Today, I didn't think about me driving to go get omelets for my kids and my lover babes and get on my podcast and start talking about energy. I didn't think about that. I just, for some reason, I walked to my car, got in my car. I was like, let me do a quick episode. And then like, zing, and then it happened. I'm talking about energy today, right? And it's never about this pre-content situation. Now, what I think I do, right, is I prime my head with, I always fill my head with so much motivational things, like so many growth mindset stuff. If I'm not listening to an audiobook, I am either journaling about something or I could be playing Call of Duty. Now, Call of Duty is one of the things where I kind of turn my brain off. But in terms of like consuming information, I'm always consuming like superfoods information, not like Housewives of Atlanta or Housewives of Orange County or I recently turned on this show called Bling Empire on Netflix, and it's about these rich Asian people, and I could have easily gotten sucked into that and could have been like, damn, what kind of life is that, right? Like, to just live as a billionaire and like just have your hair done every day, for like someone doing your hair every day, and you're not even being filmed, you're just getting your hair done every day, that's just life, you know, that kind of like comparing, right? And that energy of like comparing to other people's life really will bring you down. That's junk food for your mind. Always fill your mind with high octane superfoods, right? High octane superfoods could be like Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. It could be Dr. Wayne Dyer's, any book from Dr. Wayne Dyer, Don Miguel Ruiz, Neil Donald Walsh, right? You could start learning from Grant Cardone, the number one salesperson, Dan Locke, you know, all of these amazing people, Jay Shetty, you know, Gabby Bernstein. You know, Gabby Bernstein's like pretty new in the game in terms of like how long she's been in it, you know, I think 10 years or so. But I can see her energy doesn't lie. You can tell if energies lie, and it's like consume, consume, consume. Honest and feel good growth mindset things. Otherwise, you're not gonna be in tune with yourself. You know, just like me, like I don't plan out my content. I just go with what feels good in the moment. Like today, if I felt like I was going to talk about having snow on the mountain and connecting that to the fucking iceberg theory, I'm going to talk about that. You know, but today I felt really compelled to talk about the concept I talked about in the previously, which is the be do have. That's really what the mindset is. And the be do have comes from the theory that when you be a leader, like in your mind, when you're being a leader, you can do the leadership things required to be the leader, and then you can act and have the actions behind being a leader, and then you get to have the thing that leaders have, right? So when you're a leader, you're probably making more money than those who follow, right? Because what leaders are is that they're innovative, they go first most of the time, they are the ones that share their philosophies, they're selling people on ideas and philosophies and new ways of doing things and strategies. That's what a leader is being. So one of the things about having a business is that you got to really follow through as a leader. Have you ever been a leader in your life? If the answer is no, that means you got to cultivate that character, right? That doesn't mean you don't have it. It just means you're not used to being a leader, and you got to be strong at that. It's like creating a new position in your business. If you don't know how to copyright, you got to practice at copywriting. If you don't know shit about finances, you got to learn how to fucking create your financial shit. You need to know what the fucking profit and loss is for your business. I'm learning that right now for my 2020 income. Okay? I'm learning all of that shit right now. But guess what? I'm not going to get that me not knowing stop me from learning it. Anyway, I just want to inspire you guys to go be, go do, and go have. Because that's the recipe here. Sending you guys a ton of love. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.